Now, we pointed out a woman that we've known for a few years, and there's a few of these folks because they've been here for, it's been a while. The first one was a while back. So we've actually, they've seen us grow old and we've seen them grow up. And there's a guy called Alan on the corner, and he's just the greatest. You know, you meet a lot of people, and it's nice to see consistency. You know, he's always happy to see you. And last night, and I hesitate mentioning it a second time, but last night, if you might not have been here, but we talked about this woman called Mary Court, and we hesitate tonight only because we're afraid she's going to get a big head. She's really getting kind of cocky after last night's show, but I was thinking about it. We talked about it last night, but I was thinking about, you know, I've never been to college. A few of us. Jeff went to college. Mike? Stone? 1 year? Matt? Matt's? Yeah. Well, you know, musicians, you can get away with that. I think the other thing, besides maybe financial situation and not being let into it, but I think the other thing, I think college is very intimidating. And I mean, if high school wasn't intimidating enough, and then you get through that and you gotta jump up another level to something, it seems very, very intimidating. And this is what I was thinking of this morning when, after last night, we were talking about Mary Court, who's her second year at Berkeley. We were here 2 years ago. And since then, she's in her second year at Berkeley, going to college. This is Mary Court. She's in journalism. So Mary Court, what we want to say is you're fucking amazing. And in order for her to go to school too, she doesn't just go to school and come home. She goes to school and she stays in the dorm. And she's, you know, I think it was interesting for her parents to see her reach that level of independence. And I think all these parents are just so spectacular. Thank you. Music aside, I just wanted to take advantage of the opportunity to talk about that. It's really been great to be here again. And thanks, Neil, and thanks, Peggy, and thanks to especially the parents and kids. This last song's called Soldier of Love, Lay Down Your Arms.